You may wonder where Tony learned how to play like that. He spent a little time down at Camp Howdy, down in Texas, searching for spiritual sport and finding that inspiration that we all need. In fact, we were down there just last weekend, down at old Camp Howdy. Howdy.
Yep.
Give me a good mini Pearl Howdy. I know Minnie Pearl was from Tennessee, but you can do a little better than that. No, come
on. He's got it.
See me after the show. Well, we were down there last weekend in Camp Howdy, kind of searching for spiritual sport, and we were actually sitting around in the campfire kind of surprising ourselves when out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines came a dude of an hombre. Had dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot, rolling eyes, and smoke coming out of his ears. Had a beaver skin hat on, and leopard skin vest, lizard skin boots, and bear skin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body, and he took one look at us, and he fell face down in the campfire. He sucked up all the flames, blew out a smoke ring, spit out a live coal, looked at us, and said, what are you boys? Hippies? Howdy. We're vegetarians. What? Say, you boys, climb out of that campfire. Come with me. I'm going to teach you about the true spiritual sport. We're going to fly with the Free Mexican Air Force. So we follow this dude back to our L.L. Bean catalog tent, and we pulled on our cotton drawstring mail order yogi trousers with the extra flap and slipped into a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes come up in the bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving like Elvis all day long. And we were ready for the spiritual sport. So we followed this dude out to the bean field to an old B-25 that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight, and we climbed aboard, and he motioned Tony forward into the co-pilot's seat. Tony smiled, and he felt proud. And then he whistled, and 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines, and they pulled the blocks out from under the wheels, and we started rolling down across the bean field. As we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead. And as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, Bo, I called him Bo, this thing fly? What are you, boy, superstitious? Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field. Plummeting down through the void, not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. I turned to Beauregard to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of this moment, and he just smiled and handed me something that looked like the New York Sunday Times, rolled into a giant 4.5-foot cone shape with a fuse at one end, and the fuse was lit. He popped the other end of my mouth and blew on the fuse. Spiritual sport began to take on a new dimension. Beauregard looked at me, his eyes brimming with confidence and love, and he said, hey, man, you drive. So I grabbed hold of the little wheel and I pulled back, and a miracle occurred. The right prop kicked in. We spiraled upwards. We were airborne, flying upside down over the border, just below the radar and just above the paraquat, into the beautiful land of Mexico. And that's when this song came to my mind. Thank you.